Hello, hello, my name is Shweta.
And my name is Amreen.
You're watching your favorite show,
Dil To Filmy Hai.
In today's episode, we're going to be carrying on the director's first series, and we're going to be discussing another director, another famous director, whose first debut film you may not remember.
So she's definitely one of my favorite directors,
yeah.
Even till date. She came with a movie which did not do so well, but the movies after, I felt like she was spot on.
Yeah.
Even though her debut movie that we're going to talk about was amazing as well. But yes, she's more popular about her other movies, which we'll get into start listing. Great visionary director. She knows her craft. Mm-hmm. She has a great team. She has a co-writer as well.
Yeah.
Someone who she really works with really well.
Yeah.
Who's another female director. And yeah, so she has worked with amazing actors like Ranveer Singh.
Yeah, she worked with all of them, I think.
Ranveer Singh, Hrithik, Abhay, Farhan, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Close to family. Yeah. Close to home, rather.
Yeah.
So who are we talking about?
We're talking about none other than the prolific and super talented Zoya Akhtar.
I've always had ideas and been like, now when I finish this film, the next thing I'm going to do is that. But once the film releases and, you know, it's out in the universe, since, you know, your headspace just changes. Depends on how it does, how it was received, when you look back at the work you've done, how you feel about it. So your headspace always changes. So now I don't make plans. I just wait till it organically, something attracts me.
Who is, like, I would like to say probably the spearhead of female directors in India right now, like, you
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
And, like, the fact that she's able to make successful films just makes it that much more attainable for other female directors to even try in a country like India, where it's really hard for women, you know, to, like, make a mark for themselves as creatives. So, Zoya Akhtar, what movie do you think she's known the most for out of everything?
I think it's Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, for sure.
Or maybe Gully Boy.
And Gully Boy, or that like, came after it.
Yeah,
okay. But I think the first, I think whoever I speak to or say Zoya Akhtar is like, oh yeah,
Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara.
Because that was an amazing movie. That was a great film.
तुम्हारा नाम क्या है?
लैला।
दोस्त मुझे मजनू बुलाते हैं।
Even Dil Dhadakne Do was amazing.
Dil Dhadakne Do was good too.
Yeah, she is. I think that one thing that sets her apart is that she's very nuanced in her direction, and the way that she's able to pull emotions out of her actors.
Yeah.
And like vulnerability that I guess women are known for, but you know, are not really. I guess since there's not that many female directors, we don't see it that much. That kind of vulnerability that a woman can bring out.
Yeah.
And she does it so amazingly, whether it's female or male characters.
Yeah.
Even if it's just side characters.
Yeah.
Like side characters leave such an impact in her films. And like whether it's Gully Boy or Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, like the ensemble cast, and like the, it's amazing how she's able to bring everyone together, and no one is really like shadowed by anybody else. Everybody has their fair share. Like even in like something like Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, all the three lead actors, and you know, like it's hard to, you know, handle that and portray them so beautifully.
I think
so.
She's one of the she's a great writer. I think Reema Kaki is a co-writer, and she helps her out a lot, and they're like a really good duo. You know, we always say that when men write women characters, like, you know, it's just like so weird sometimes because
they don't get it
and stuff like that. But Zoya and Reema, they are spot on when it comes to like character development, like you said, whether it's male or female characters. You know,
that's right. So, what did you propose to
me? I.
Kamal uncle has talked to my parents.
Excuse me. तुम्हारे पेरेंट्स ने मेरे डैड से बात की.
Whatever, Kabir.
I'm so happy that she's part of like the Indian industry, Indian film industry. And we're just excited for, like, you know, every time a Zoya Akhtar or a Farhan Akhtar movie comes out, we're just like, okay,
like, oh my god, this
what
is
are they
be
doing
amazing
next,
right? So what's her first film though? Not a lot of people, maybe I don't know if people remember it or if people, or if she's even known for it. I personally thought it was a great film. It's so enjoyable. There's so much going on in it that, like, even if you've seen it many times, you're not bored.
You can,
it's so good. It's just, it's an all-rounder entertainer with emotions and drama and comedy and everything that you need. And it's about the Indian film industry. So what more would we... We always are looking for an insight into that world.
The movie we're actually talking about is Luck by Chance.
Hindi filmon ka hero na sirf acting karta hai, balki gaane gaata hai, comedy karta hai, dance karta hai, action karta hai. Hindi film mein hero banne ka bahut kuch chahiye.
और हीरोइन बनने के लिए सर
हमें मतलब उसमें भी चाहिए.
Starring Farhan Akhtar and Kokana Sam Sharma. And then huge ensemble cast. We have Rishi Kapoor, we have Juhi Chawla,
Dimple Kapadia, Sanjay Kapoor, Isha Sharwani,
and of course Hrithik Roshan.
And a lot of little cameos too.
Oh yeah, that was so exciting to see those cameos.
Yeah,
and they were themselves.
They were.
There's Kareena,
Shahrukh. We also had Ranbir Kapoor. Ranbir. We had what's his name? Abhishek Bachchan. We had Vivek Oberoi.
Yeah.
ये फिल्म पहले सफर कर रहा था.
क्या ना रोमी अंकल, मैंने अभी अभी 3 ड्रामेटिक रोल्स किए हैं, वन आफ्टर द अदर,
और डेट्स का तो एक्सक्यूज मैं तो दे नहीं सकता हूँ.
कम ऑन रोमी अंकल, आप तो शर्मिंदा करें.
दैट वाज फन.
It was great. But I feel Luck by Chance was more character oriented, and that's why Zoya is really good at that. She creates a world, she has these characters, and she just like runs with it. Like, it's just so beautifully, even like the way they show the ups and downs, and even the bad side, the good side. She showed all the possible sides of struggle, etc., etc. It's not easy.
किस्मत क्या है? I mean, ये word उन लोगों के लिए है जिनमें अपनी ज़िंदगी खुद बनाने की हिम्मत नहीं होती.
मैंने ज़िंदगी में हिम्मत नहीं दिखाई. मुझे क्या मिला?
So that's what I really like about her. Because anything that, and if you see her every movie or any movie of hers, the struggle is shown. Very nicely, and I think everyone kind of identify with it. Even if you don't want to become an actor or something, you still feel like it's very humanistic about the film.
Very, like the struggle, the excitement, and then above all, how luck plays such a huge factor in all these things. The funny characters I love the most, I think Rishi Kapoor,
Sanjay Kapoor,
Juhi Chawla, and Sanjay Kapoor was hilarious.
Yeah. US mein blockbuster thi ye film, super hit.
Hrithik Roshan's portrayal, the way he portrayed Zafar Khan, was something we've never seen him do before.
Yeah. I'm working like a machine, mechanical for him. Zafar Khan, ek image, he's an icon.
There was something real about it, but also still like a whole fake persona that he's always putting on for the people.
Yeah.
That was such a good, like, I think there's, if you haven't seen it, I don't know what you're doing.
Please go watch it.
Because you know those people that complain that there's no good Bollywood movies? Honestly,
this is
go
definitely
watch
one of
Luck by Chance.
I think I've read and I've heard so many interviews of Zoya of how she was actually struggling to even get this produced.
Yeah.
Because of the whole theme, the story, the concept, etc., etc. No big star. Yeah. Why is Hrithik a supporting actor? Yeah. Why is he not the main guy? All of these things, and even despite her, Zoya Akhtar is from the film industry, and she was struggling to get this film produced. So this just shows that at the end of the day, like, you know, she also had a struggle to kind of go ahead and make this film.
Yeah.
A lot of people even talked. I read an interview. A lot of people told her the film is too long. Delete some things. But she stuck to her gut.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Like, sticking to your gut, she believed in the story that was written, and then she knew her broader capability, that maybe it wasn't like a blockbuster, but whoever has seen it has loved it.
Yeah,
whoever.
It's phenomenal. I think it's my favorite Zoya Akhtar movie.
I was gonna ask you that. Is this your favorite
this
Zoya Akhtar
is.
Movie? Yeah.
And the thing
very
is,
underrated.
Yeah, and the competitor films are so phenomenal in their own right that it's hard for me to pick it, but I just feel that this one is an all-rounder that I like. It just had parts of everything. Of course, all of our other films have everything as well.
Yeah.
There's something about this one though. Well, what's your favorite Zoya Akhtar film?
I would say Luck by Chance, and I would also say maybe Gully Boy. But
but
I think Gully Boy,
Gully Boy.
Took it to the next level because in terms of research, genre like this, whether it's Harabi, whether it's even the whole rap culture, it didn't look fake, it didn't look like wannabe-ish. They didn't, like, you know, that's the thing with art, like Bollywood industry, usually they just like 30-40% of the research, and then they're just like, and it's so like over dramatic or over, it looks very fake and unreal.
Yes.
But here she killed it. She didn't want to take chances.
Yeah.
She had a full team. Like you said, Dharavi, the whole rap culture, acting, performances.
Yeah.
And not just like Ranveer Singh was amazing, but like the other actors on the thing, Alia Bhatt, like you said, I was like, wow. And you know what I liked about Gully Boy? Because I'm not so much into rap.
Yeah.
I was still like so glued to it. And I still wanted to know
You're
more
so
about this culture,
invested
about this.
Yeah. So she had a really big release recently in the past few months, and it was the Archies film that was released onto Netflix, which is interesting, and it had a bunch of the star kids in it, you know, and I think that was the USP of the film, that it had Suhana Khan, Khushi Kapoor, and Agastya Nanda. all who are from like really, really big families.
Big
in
families,
Bollywood.
Yeah.
Like,
but I was very excited.
Yes.
I'm a huge Archie fan. Grew up reading it.
Same.
Love it. Each and every comic.
Yeah.
So I guess in terms of a movie, like a live action movie, there was nothing. Adaptation. So when Netflix and Zoya like collaborated, I was like, okay, interesting. And then I remember seeing the trailer and then like the whole look of the making of it actually the first time where they were in a hill station and they recreated the set. I was actually getting excited and I was like, okay, let's check this out. But oh my.
Okay, so Irene got through it in one sitting, right?
Yeah.
It took me two tries to get through it. The first time I tried to watch it with my mother, I'm like, it's called These Star Kids, you're gonna like it, because she's still kind of pro-nepotism in that way where she wants to see the Star Kids. So I started it with her and I started noticing that she's looking around, she's like not watching the TV, and she's like, she told me, she's like, these kids are not captivating my attention. And then I never gave it a chance again until recently, where I was like, okay, fine. We were talking to one of our mutual friends, Daisy, I don't know if we mentioned her name. And she said that she really liked it, and I was like, okay, wait, fine.
Also, did you actually end up watching it?
I ended up watching it again, and let me say something. I didn't hate it, but by no comparison was it anything like Zoya's past work.
Exactly.
Even in terms of like the character development and the emotional angle and
nothing.
Like the vulnerabilities that she brings onto the screen.
Yeah.
It was all missing.
Bolna mat, ab tum London mein nahi, Riverdale mein ho. Riverdale ko bhi yaad rakhna chahiye na ki Veronica is back.
And I was so disappointed because like you said, character development.
But yeah. Tumhare dad banane wale hain.
What are you talking about?
He's gonna destroy Green Park.
Zero. It was just, I felt it was just a launch for these kids.
Yeah. You know what it felt
Unfortunately,
like?
Unfortunately, that's what I felt.
It felt like they spent, as opposed to giving these kids training for a year, it felt like they had put up the sets and it took them a year to put up the sets. And then they were like, aajao bacho, and then like,
action!
Action!
Mere father bas books nahi bechte. वो बच्चों की सोच को उनकी पर्सनालिटीज को शेप करते हैं।
Well, I was disappointed, but I think it's okay because hopefully
apparently people liked it.
Yes, there's a section of audiences who loved it actually.
Yeah,
right. Like the preteens.
Yeah.
And I think that was our target audience.
Yeah,
and people liked it.
People like Suhana. Watched it.
Yeah, but everyone was excited about
whether it was for the fact that it's Archie's or for the fact that these Star Children. Yeah, everyone watched it. So Zoya, you won at the end. But please go back to your original form.
Yes,
form,
please.
And because we need those type of phones.
We can't do this
anymore. Yeah, we can't. It's very hard.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the episode. Luck by Chance, catch it. Zoya first film. Beautiful film. It's on YouTube at Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Alright, on that note, my name is Amreen.
And my name is Shweta.
And you're watching Dildo Filmian. Until next time,
goodbye.